time for this week's On the Beat. Garda Paul White of Ballyshannon Garda Station is on the line now. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Nigel.
Unfortunately, again, we have more burglaries to talk about this week. One in South Donegal, Ballyshannon, Tubber Curry as well. So what can you tell us?
Well, we'll start off with Ballyshannon. So I said there's been quite a number of burglaries the last five to six weeks, really. And Yvonne mentioned 2 weeks ago on the programme that we were looking for a Silver Ford Focus, that was a Silver Ford Focus we had an interest in. So the guards in Ballyshannon, we actually encountered that vehicle on last Saturday week, the 13th of November, at approximately 6 p.m. It was bearing false registration plates. The number plates on the car were 11D18177, which is actually not a Ford Focus at all. But anyway, we pursued that car, and it eventually made its way into Northern Ireland, crossing the border at Baleek. So just an appeal for anyone who may have seen anything. That's that Silver Ford Focus. That was the 13th of November. And that car travelled through Ballyshannon and onto the N3. That road brings you eventually through Ballyhanna to Tlaihoare and into Northern Ireland. So anyone who may have been out walking that evening, it was quite early. All these burglaries, the thing about them is they're all happening early in the evening, between 5 and 8 p.m., which would maybe distinguish them from a lot of other burglaries. So anyone with maybe dashcam footage either, who was in the Ballyshannon area that evening, 0719858530 there, please.
Right, okay. And the second one you want to appeal...
Just before I move on to that, we've one more suspicious car in Ballyshannon. Last Friday, the 19th of November... was a car seen at Park Hill, Ballyshannon. It was there's a house under construction in that area, and this car was seen acting suspiciously. Now, it may be unrelated, and it may be nothing, but we just want to maybe see if we find out a bit more about it. It was a Honda Civic car, red Honda Civic. That's the only information we have, and it was Friday night, and it was close to midnight when it was seen at Park Hill. That's up the Donegal Road out of Ballyshannon.
Right, okay, and Tubber Curry as well as a burglary.
Tubber Curry, yeah. Unfortunately, we had two more burglaries in the locality at the weekend in the Tubber Curry area. And the most serious of these was an aggravated burglary, which occurred at a domestic house. Three masked men entered the property while the homeowner was there. And they took a number of items, including jewellery and cash. And that's the same pattern in all these, jewellery and cash. So it was obviously a very frightening experience for the homeowner. And it occurred at 7:20 p.m. Friday evening, the 19th, at Esker at Tubber Curry, which is between Rue Crossroads and Banada. So it's just outside Tubber Curry.
Yeah, okay. It was an aggravated burglary.
Burglary, a very serious offence, and obviously very traumatic for the injured party. So an appeal again there. Anyone who was in that area, look again, maybe dashcam footage would be available. You're very close to the N17 there. The second one then was in or around the same time. So, look, it would appear to be a connection. Obviously, we can't rule anything in or out, but it was in the same locality. It was actually at Rue Tubber Curry, so it was just a stone's throw from the other one. Again, a number of items taken, including jewellery and cash, and it was, again, between 7 and 8 p.m. So it's the same with all these burglaries. The public's assistance is... greatly appreciated, and it's sort of a team effort to try and get to the bottom of this. And Ballymote there with any information, 0719189500.
Okay, you want to also to make mention of the remembrance service which took place at many venues last Sunday
weekend. Yeah, but just before that, just one more thing on the burglaries. When I think of it here, someone mentioned it to me this morning that the thing about these break-ins is that they're occurring early in the evening. Mainly. So an appeal to anyone who's out during the day, out walking or driving, business owners, farmers who are out and about in rural areas, if you see something that doesn't look right, a suspicious car, maybe a car parked up somewhere, it might look a bit out of place, anything that just doesn't seem right, just please give your local Garda station a ring and we'll check it out, because, you know, we'd prefer check it out and it'd be a false alarm than it to be a burglary at the planning stage or in the progress of taking place.
Yeah. All right, okay. As I said, there was a remembrance service for road traffic victims last Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sunday, the third Sunday of November, has been designated as the commemoration day for the World Remembrance Day for Road Traffic Victims, and it provides a platform for road traffic victims and their families. It remembers all those killed or injured on our roads, and it also acknowledges the crucial work of the emergency services, and it's now celebrated in over 50 countries around the world. It's something that started up about, I think, maybe 20 years ago. So just on from that then, I just want to mention about driving during the winter season, and obviously it's more challenging because the combination of changing weather, reduced daylight hours, and the increased risk of fatigue commuting to or from work. So 20%, you're 20% more likely to be involved in a collision at this time of year. So just a few things here for motorists to keep in mind. The first one is be alert while on the road. If you find your concentration slipping behind the wheel, pull in and take a 15-minute break, or get a cup of coffee if you have an option to do so. The second one, plan your journey in advance and leave plenty of time and prioritise your own safety ahead of punctuality. The next one, driving in snow and ice, keep in mind that the stopping distances are up to 10 times longer in icy and snowy conditions, and always driving in low gear in these conditions as well. Also check that your car is ready for the winter months. Check your tyres are adequate, your brakes and lights are working correctly. We all meet cars on the road with one headlight, you know, this time of year, and you start to not sure exactly what's coming in your direction. So, as I said, you're 20% more likely to be involved in a collision at this time of year. So, just an appeal for all road users to take care for the next few months.